Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
With pick one, the Giants have selected Aaron Cadman from the Greater Western Victorian Rebels and the Daly Junior Football Netball Club.
That was the moment last night. Aaron Cadman, he was an All-Australian National Under-18 Championships. He captained Victoria Country. He led the NAB League goal-kicking this year, and the teenager's massive season last night had its crowning moment when the GWS Giants made him the number one pick in the national draft. Aaron, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind, but a big congratulations from us here at SEN, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
How did you celebrate last night? Let's get the big question out of the way. Did you do it justice?
I couldn't because I had to get up at 6 to go do sunrise. So it was an early night for me. I was in bed probably 12:30, but I don't reckon I slept until 3. It was just tossing and turning, so much excitement and just everything running through my head. So, yeah, I cannot wait.
I can imagine. I love the fact that you're willing to have a laugh and enjoy it as well. I mean, you said Toby Green last night is the best bloke you've ever met.
That just came out. That was funny.
But I can't imagine your excitement. I mean, we overthink it at times and overcomplicate it, but here you are, your whole life ahead of you. You're in your teens. You're about to fly into state to start a magnificent journey. I mean, sometimes we can overthink things. Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to simplify it as much as I can, just spend these last few moments with my family and friends and just soak it all in and enjoy it as much as I can.
Just as far as the nuts and bolts of the draft that go, Aaron, I like the fact, and I think you spoke about this in the aftermath, that GWS did, I suppose, the right thing or the nice thing by you, and they let you know that, in fact, yes, you were going to be their number one pick and that they weren't going to do any father-son bidding. That must have put you at ease when they told you that several days ago.
Yeah, 100%. It kind of turned my nerves to excitement. And then even on the night, though, I thought they changed their mind for some reason and they weren't going to pick me. So I was just as nervous as anyone. But, once it all happened and everything went through, I'm just super excited. And I'm just running around the apartment, just trying to get my head around that I'm pick one and I'm going to the Giants.
Aaron, what's the highway look like now? When do you go up to Sydney? Have all those sort of things been put in place yet, or has that sort of happened today or in the next few days?
So on Thursday morning, I'll fly up and then hopefully get cracking into it Friday morning, hopefully. But, I'm flying up on Thursday and I'm staying with Toby Green for 2 weeks. So I look forward to that. That'll be unreal.
Brilliant.
And then come back for Christmas and I'm into it.
So you're living with Toby Green. This might still be to play out, of course, Aaron, but what are your living arrangements next year? What do they set you up with? Which obviously GWS go into a lot of detail, a lot of hard work to set up, you know, their playing list off the field, given so many of them come from interstate. What are your living arrangements looking like?
So they've bought two either apartments or houses for all the draftees to move into. So that'll be awesome. I can't wait to move in there. I can't remember exactly where it is because I've actually never been to Sydney before, so I don't know Sydney too well. But it's going to be pretty cool moving in with all the boys, and hopefully I can make some great mates, and it's really exciting.
Like a footy frat house, Scoob. Absolutely brilliant. And who's reached out, Aaron? I mean, there's some big names at that footy club. I imagine your phone's been running hot.
Yeah, I was just in the middle of replying to all of them as you called. So, all of them, basically, they've all been really good, really, really inclusive and bringing me into it. So,
when's the first plane of locals coming out to visit you, your mates from Daly?
Sorry?
When's your first plane load of mates coming up to visit you when you go up in the Sydney? It seems that the mates of the draftees get as much a kick out of it as the draftees do.
Yeah, I reckon they might follow me up there on Thursday, have a party. But no, they'll be up there for first flight they can, first game, first opportunity to see me.
Aaron, you sound like you got a good, you know, solid, mature head on your shoulders. You would be well aware, of course, that, you know, I guess with the number one pick, inevitably there's an added layer of pressure and expectation just by virtue of the fact of where you're taken. Is it something you embrace? I mean, how do you approach, you know, your newfound status, if you like?
Yeah, obviously there's that pressure that comes with pick one, but I think that that's just going to help me and help me keep motivated. And yeah, I'm going to try to turn it into some motivation and use it, I guess. But yeah, I think the pick one status is only going to help me.
Aaron, tell us about your build up to this. I mean, I keep hearing about this growth spurt, and you're playing on the wing, and then suddenly you turned into a key position player. In your words, you know, what happened over that period of time, and how did you have to change your game?
Yeah, so this time last year, I was a skinny wingman who just basically used his run. I wasn't much of a possession getter, and then the coach at the Rebels sat me down at the start of the year. We went through everything. He said, I might throw you up forward for a couple games. And thank God he did, because it worked out pretty well. So, he's been massive. And then I've just kind of been trying to develop into my body and grow into my body a little bit and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I've just probably gained maybe 10 to 12 kilos in the last year trying to build a bigger frame and prepare myself for the big leagues.
Speaking of number one draft pick, Aaron Cadman, who flies out for GWS on Thursday. Aaron, I'm not going to bog you down with the go-home factor or any of that sort of stuff, but clearly GWS needed a key forward, of which you are. But how big of a factor do you think was you telling them that you were, in fact, open and willing to relocate to Sydney, perhaps compared, to some other of your, some other portions of the first round, the pointy end of the draft, that you were more than happy to go up there and make a career out of it in Sydney?
Yeah, I think it was pretty big for them. I think, obviously, everyone feels a bit different about it, but I think if you get to do what you love, you get an opportunity to live out your dream. I'm not going to let going to Sydney stop me, or going to West Coast, or going wherever. So as long as I can play footy and do what I love, I'll be happy.
Love it. And look, I appreciate the fact there's so much happening at the moment, and you wouldn't have had time to really turn your attention to it too much, but you're human, you got hopes and dreams. As far as 2023 go, what's a realistic expectation that Aaron Cadman's thinking about at the moment for himself?
Yeah, I'm looking towards round one at this point. Obviously, I've got a long way to go. I've got a lot to learn. I've got a lot to improve on. But, yeah, I think if I can get down and put my head down and get to work, then hopefully I can make round one a reality. But yeah, if not, then whether it's round one or round 18, I just hope I can get a few games under my belt.
Aaron, just a bit of your background, because I love hearing the way you talk about team and training with your mates. You obviously adopted very much that team aspect into what you do, and bringing other people into the game around you, enjoying their company, enjoying the victories along the way. Has that been part of you ever since you were a Litlin playing in little leagues?
Yeah. Since day one, I've just loved playing with my mates and people who want to be there and buy into it. So yeah, I think there's nothing better than a good team win and a good team showing. So yeah, I hold that very highly, a bit of team spirit and team success.
And the balance off the field, Aaron, what is it, apprentice Sparky? I think you've done a bit of work there.
Yeah, so I'm third year now, so that's gone down the drain, but 2 years away. But no, that was good. I worked with my dad in a family business, so that I'm really fortunate to work with dad and get some real life experience, I guess. So yeah, I can't thank him enough. It's been massive. It's really helped me mature and develop into the person I am. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, bit of tough love for the old man on the work sites.
Yeah, always.
All right. And I don't want to get too far into the personal here, but there should be a reward for number one pick, and there is. It's a NAB portfolio, I think, so that's a nice little cash injection, if you like. You got something nice you're going to splash out with up there? Maybe get a car or something up there in Sydney?
I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. I haven't even really thought about it yet.
Oh, fair enough.
Just take the tradies ute up there. That's what you do, with the toolbox on the back. Any odd jobs, just whip in around the GWS stadium there and get things fixed, Aaron.
Yeah, a couple of cashies, get earn a bit of
that's side money.
That's it.
Like a couple of cashies.
100%. Hey, Aaron, well done last night. It's great to see. It's always great to see kids realising their dream, and it's a special thing to be the number one pick in the AFL National Draft. We know you've got a big day of media commitments. Your new life starts, obviously, today, and best of luck with the relocation and everything that goes into it, and most importantly, for the preseason and the season to come. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There's Aaron Cadman, a magnificent young man bound for GWS. I think they've got an absolute ripper there.